Love-inspired suspense and Harper Audio present Tracking the Truth by Dana Mentink, performed by Abby Craden. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 through 3. To Susan S., a woman of God who encouraged so many, you will be missed. 1. Roman Wolf lay on his back in the tall grass cloaked by darkness, invisible. Even the sliver of moon was cooperating, playing peekaboo behind the clouds. He used a special remote to trigger his car to unlock, put his finger to his lips and whistled once, a piercing signal that sliced the winter night in this northernmost fringe of California, a stone's throw from the Oregon border.
It's all up to you now, Wally. Don't let me down.
The lake water rippled, counterpoint to his thoughts. He'd left the 2-year-old black-and-tan bloodhound in his car a mile away. Now it was up to the headstrong Wally to let himself out of the vehicle and do his thing. No sweat on the first part. Wally had mastered opening the car door his first day with Roman. After that, the dog had proved difficult to train, but he chalked that up to the ownership transition. Wally's first adopter was swept up in the excitement and prestige of possessing a bloodhound, without considering the steep challenges of the breed.
No blessing is free, as Uncle Jax used to say.
He dismissed that thought immediately. He breathed in the frigid air, recalling his days as a Navy master-at-arms, patrolling the base in the wee hours with various dog companions. Those days were full, planned, monotonous sometimes, but always purposeful. His 7 months as a civilian had been an adjustment when he'd come home to Whisper Valley, a skip and jump from Oregon's Crater Lake.
Home? Yes. How long before you finally believe it?
He forced away the uncertainty he'd probably never outgrow.
Home is the people who chose you.
He'd been an unofficial part of the Wolf clan since he was a 16-year-old runaway. Beth Wolf had officially adopted him when he'd returned home on leave on his birthday at age 22. It was still surreal. He'd blubbered like a baby. How many people actually got adopted as adults? Plenty more, if Beth Wolf had her way.
You're a wolf now,
she'd said with tears in her eyes. Part of the pack. Now he and his adopted siblings all worked for the fledgling security hound's investigation business, Beth's dream. He'd made it his dream, too. He cocked his ear at a sound.
Wally? No, surely not yet.
It was coming from the direction of the lake. A motorboat at this hour? He could check the time, but he didn't want to give Wally any help by way of a light. Not that it would matter since Wally was scent-driven, basically a nose with a dog attached. Still, it had to be closing in on midnight. Roman had chosen the ridiculous hour so there would be no possibility of interruption from a fisherman or hiker, and no danger if the dog went wandering instead of completing his training exercise. The nearest road was a mile away, which was important since Wally, like all their other bloodhounds at Security Hounds, had zero street sense. Put an interesting odor in front of that dog and he'd scamper across a 6-lane highway without a backward glance. Typical bloodhound. Except for the fact that Wally was proving to be much less interested in doing his job than his canine counterparts. Each one of Roman's 4 wolf siblings was teamed with a highly trained bloodhound, which they deployed when needed in the course of their detective duties. But Wally? It was looking like he was going to be assigned to the couch to nap and nowhere else if he didn't start shaping up. The quiet washed over him again, along with the chill. The January temps in this untraveled section of Whisper Valley were generally enough to discourage casual outdoorsmen, but there were diehards like himself and his brother Garrett, who might be out and about at such an odd hour.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?